The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning, Orange County. Well, this is a familiar voice I know. It's Taylor. And I'm back with you because I know you just can't get enough of me. But I'm here actually hosting Health Matters along with Peter Fella and Margaret. It's not Babington.
Onity,
okay. And Margaret is the president of A&T Healthcare. Peter and Ann Fella were on with me this morning with Frank on the morning show. And we're talking about home health care. And, you know, there are so many different types of home health care. That so many people have to offer different services, and I know people sometimes are happy, they're not happy. We want to dispel some rumors. We want people, if you have an interest in maybe be thinking in the future, whether it's for a parent or even a child. Like I said this morning, my son at 23 had ACL replacement, and I couldn't stay with him the whole time, and I called in home health care, and they were a savior for that. And I know there's many different levels. You have ADL, which is assisted daily living, and there's many different other issues. I don't know if the long-term care kicks in here, and they have certain prerequisites, and certain insurance companies have certain details about what they can and cannot allow, and how many days, and it's very complicated. So what we're here to do is kind of educate everyone on to what home health care should be, what you should expect, and when you should say, no, this person isn't working for us, because not everybody is like madly in love with the first person they meet, just like when you're dating. So
Definitely. Exactly.
So I would first like Margaret to talk about how she got into A&T Healthcare, because I think it's something that this entire county is all about, which is family-run businesses.
Well, actually, 31 years ago, my mother, Toni Babington, the T in A&T, she decided, her and a friend, who was also a nurse, Annette, the A in the A&T, decided that they wanted to start a business because they were nurses working in the hospital, and they felt that there was a need for people to come home and be able to be in their homes, in their own environment, and heal while they were in their own environment. So they started the business 31 years ago in a small office in Rockland County, and it's just grown from that time. We started in New City, and now we have an office in Orange County, in Newburgh. We have an office in Kingston.
But I just want to, for a moment, Orange County means all the county, just that the office is in Newburgh. So no matter where you are in Orange County, you can call in for services. And, you know, just call in and ask questions.
Right. So they continue to grow, and now they service almost, I think, 15 counties in the Hudson Valley. So we've really grown a lot, and we've been able to suit the needs of many different people who have family members maybe that live in Orange, but they live in Rockland and vice versa. So,
and you are a family-run business, because tell everyone who works at A&T Healthcare.
Yes, everyone in our family works at A&T. We're very involved in the business. We feel it's important that we treat your family members like our family members, because it's important the people that are coming into your homes. You want to make sure that they're, you know, screened and bonded, and they're being trained. Peter does the training in our office. So we get to meet the people and stay with them for a while before they go into the person's home.
And just so the listening audience knows, Peter and Ann are both nurses.
Yes.
And a lot of the people that work there are nurses. And it depends on the level of care, whether you need a nurse to come in or just a home health care aide.
Correct.
And those people are all trained on different levels as well, depending on what your ADLs are. You know, there's a process that you go through. And I only know this because in a life far away, I once was the head of a department at a third-party administrator for insurance, and
okay,
it was long-term care,
okay,
so I learned all these terms. But I think it's very important for people to know that before you make the call. Education is the key.
Definitely.
And one of the key things I love about A&T Healthcare is that it's family-run. And when I say family, I mean husband and wives, brothers and sisters. I mean, it's a wonderful organization for that, and the people really like each other. So makes a big difference.
What's a great thing also is many of the people that work for us, because they're happy working for us, they send their children in to work for us. So they may be a nurse, and then they send their daughter in to work as a home health aide. So they end up working in all different ranges of the services we provide, whether it's an RN or a home health aide or a live-in. And so we have actually one Livin that works for us, two of her daughters also work for us. So the three of them and their family work for us.
And how many employees do you have totally?
We have almost 900 people that have worked for us this year. So we're very proud of that we're able to provide employment into the community. And it's a really great thing because we're able to take care of people, keep them home, and then people can go and take care of their jobs and the things that they need to do. Because it's hard if you have a family member that's sick.
Yeah, and the key thing, again, I'm going to preface here, is education. So if we have to have the conversation. So let's start with, you know, what if it is your mother or your father? So somebody elderly, and Peter and I have spoken a couple of times about this sandwich generation where you have, you know, couples that are working and they have young children and they have either both parents or one parent living there, you know, how they need help because they're not there all the time. And then they have, you know, kids they've got to take to different sporting events and after school activities, and they're guilty because their mother's home and they're afraid to leave her alone. And even if it's a few hours every day, it makes a huge difference.
Definitely. We have different ranges of services that we provide. Sometimes someone just needs a bath or they need, you know, 2 hours of care or 4 hours of care. But then we also have like a range of services that live-in people. Then instead of someone going into a nursing home, they're able to have a live-in with them, and then they can stay in their own environment. They don't have to be placed in a facility. And their family member, like you said, they can go about doing what they need to do with their kids, but they feel comfortable because they know someone's with their parent all the time. And they're happy because the person can keep their home and be in their own environment, eating the things they want to instead of being in an institution. So we also try to take care of children. Some of children we take care of are on ventilators and things like that. And they're able to be mainstreamed into the community, and they go to school with nurses. And it really works out really well. So there's wide range.
There's nothing like being in your own home. I mean, anytime anybody's ever had to go to the hospital, the first thing I say is, I can't wait to be in my own bed. And so, you know, that's the whole point of having home health care. And there are many ways that it can be paid for. And that's the other thing we'll touch on, too, because it's not just private pay. There's insurance, and there's many different types of insurance and when it kicks in. And I'm sure that your organization helps people to go through that, whatever it is their needs are, so they don't have to make 100 phone calls to find out what they're covered with.
Right, we do. We do that. That Medicare benefit does cover for some of the services. When someone's 65 or older, Medicare, there is a home care benefit. That's usually provided by a certified agency. And a home health aide provides that, a nursing visit, physical therapy, occupational therapy. But then also Medicaid covers for some of the services, like personal care aides, where they go into the home with a personal care aide. They help them with their shopping, their personal care. Also long-term insurance, like you mentioned before, that's an important part of it. A lot of people purchased long-term insurance policies years ago, and we're seeing a lot more of that where people are being taken care of in their home with these long-term insurance policies. They have the option. It usually pays, say, $200 or $300 a day towards their care, and they can use it to whatever they'd like to do, whether they want to be in a facility, whether they want to be at home. So that is a really good benefit, and people should look into that if they don't have it.
And I just want to make mention, having been in that industry, when you look at long-term care insurance, don't think of it as of today. Think of it 20 years from now.
Correct.
And look at where you may be at that point, because a lot of times people buy insurance based on their health at that moment.
Right.
Instead of looking, you know, down the road of what could be. Or look at your parents or your grandparents and think, when you're there, what are your needs going to be? So very important when you're purchasing long-term care insurance to think ahead.
It is very important. That's like planning for the future is very, very important. Someone just called the other day, and her father is in a nursing home, and they're ready to send him home because his Medicare benefit isn't going to pay anymore. And now she's very concerned about how is she going to pay for this. He's not Medicaid eligible yet.
Right. It's that in-between
pocket. But
he's
in between. Yeah. And we do work with many of the Office for the Aging in Orange. They have what's called the ISIP program.
Oh, yes.
It's the Expanded In-Home Services for the Elderly program. And it's very good. It's like for people in between where they're not Medicaid eligible, but they don't really have that
money. There's that gap in there.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
So they can help you with medications, give you a couple of hours a day. So that's something also that if people need information, they could call the local Office for the Aging and get information about those programs.
Well, if they want information about A&T, what's the phone number they could reach out there?
They could give us a call at 845-638-4342, or in Orange County, they could give us a call at 845-561-7900. And any questions they have, whether, you know, they need service or they just have a question, they should feel free to call.
Absolutely. And if you didn't have time to write it down or you're driving, please feel free to give me a call here at 651-1110. I'll be happy to pass on the information. What's your website that's associated with the organization?
I don't have the website memorized, but it's www.at-healthcare.com.
Okay. Again, call me. I'll be happy to forward that to you. I would like to now touch upon a little bit about how the process goes. So somebody calls you and they say, okay, you know, my mother needs a couple hours a day. I need someone to cook dinner for her, maybe to clean up a little bit, to help her clean, and maybe once a week go food shopping. And do you offer all that too?
Yes. Usually what happens is a family member would call or someone from the hospital would call saying that someone is going home. And they would speak with one of the directors in our office, all who are nurses, because we feel that's really important for the quality of care. And they'll take the information, the person's name, their address, all the health-related information, and then a nurse from our agency will go out and do an assessment. And they'll evaluate the patient and write a care plan for the aide to follow and specific things that need to be done. And then they also get in touch with the doctor and get orders from the doctor to make sure that these services
they
are
have,
appropriate.
I think they have to have orders from the doctor for specific things as well,
right? They do.
Yeah, yes. So you coordinate all that.
Yes.
So that's a huge blessing to the family. Because one thing we always hear, and we have, as I mentioned to you earlier, the lady from the Janice Valentino from Orange County Orange and Sullivan County Hospice, the whole point is to educate people so that they don't have to feel overwhelmed when those times come. And especially, you know, you're all of a sudden your mother takes ill and you have a choice of putting her in rehab facility or bringing her home. I mean, you know, if you can have the rehab come to the house, you know, that's a huge blessing to people trying to get the time off of work, to get them there, you know, to wait for them there, to come back. It's just, they're under so much stress. It's ridiculous.
So. It really does help if someone even has a question about it, if they give that call. We can definitely go through and check if they have insurance. Sometimes people say, oh, I think I have a long-term insurance policy. I don't know if it covers. We're glad to help with that. We will just, you know, get the information, get permission to speak to the person's insurance company because the insurance companies do require that. And then we will check it and we'll get back to the family. So at least you're aware, even if you don't need the service right away, but you have the ability to know what you have.
All right. I am here with Margaret and Peter and Anne from A&T Healthcare. And we're going to be answering a lot more of these questions I know you all have. So stay tuned.
Your next party or special event will be the talk of the town with Music Magic. They use the latest in computers and professional DJ equipment with one of the largest selections of music. Having a kids' party? Invite the Great Jodini Magic Show full of magic tricks. The Crazy Professor and the Dino Puppet Show. It's entertainment the way it should be. Join their many satisfied customers today by calling 986-5492. That's 986-5492 for Music Magic and the Great Jodini Magic Show.
Here at Middletown Medical, the Hudson Valley's premier healthcare services provider, we know your time is valuable, which is why we're now offering a reservation service for our walk-in urgent care center at our beautiful New Chester location in the ShopRite Plaza. Simply call us when you're on your way, and you'll be the next person taken upon arrival. When you're in need of urgent care services, think of Middletown Medical's Reserve Your Spot program. Your healthcare, all in one place. Call Middletown Medical, 845-469-2692.
The law firm of Beatty & Krahulik, founded in 1872, provides sophisticated legal services to businesses and individuals throughout the Orange County area. As the oldest law firm in Orange County, the firm has developed a reputation providing the highest quality client service. This is attorney Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Call for a free consultation at 986-1155. That's 986-1155 at hudsonvalleylaw.us.
I'm Bill Johnson, an old semi-retired dairy farmer hosting the Orange County Farm Talk Show every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. I hope to promote all segments of farming along with input from our listeners every Wednesday, 12 to 1 on WTBQ.
Hi, it's Dr. Oz, inviting you to join me for your daily dose with Dr. Oz. I want to make sure you're informed. The number one weapon against illness is wellness. That's my daily mission.
Weekdays at 1:30 on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
And good morning, Orange County. We are back here with Margaret, Peter, and Ann from A&T Healthcare. It's in-home healthcare in many, many levels, and we just went over numerous subjects. I know we have a lot of people that call after the show's air because they think that somebody can actually recognize their voice, so I think it's really funny. But we do get that. We get that a lot. But if anybody would like to call in and ask a question, it's 845-651-1110. Or you can text us at 845-397-7743. But if you want to send me an email after the show or call, I'm okay with that. But we were just talking about how the type of questions that A&T answers. It's pretty much everything you could ever want to know, whether it's on a level of what does my insurance cover or can I get somebody. Here's the other thing. It just came to mind. What if somebody says, you know, my mother has this type of personality, and do you have someone to match that? So how do you, I'm sure that you do have requests like
we
that.
We do. We try really hard to make sure that we find somebody that clicks their personalities, because that is so important. Maybe someone talks a lot and the patient doesn't talk a lot. So we try to get them to match because, you know, there's important things like your hobbies that you have together. And we work hard on trying to do that. Mm-hmm. We give our families, tell them that if there is a problem that they don't feel comfortable and it is clicking, that we can always make a change because we have a really large pool of aides that we can choose from. So.
Right, and you also have someone go and do an interview.
An assessment.
So, yeah, an assessment. And they sit down and they go over all these things. So you'll have a good feeling about what that person is like. And I'm sure the person doing the interview or the assessment is going to come back and say, hey, I think this person would be good for them or that person.
Right. Well, one of our patients, actually, she likes to go out and she likes to go to street fairs and different things like that. So when her daughter called us, she said, I need somebody who drives. You can take her to the different street fairs and go to different events, because those things are really, really important. Because when that happens, a lot of these people become like family members to the patients, and they really do get very, very close. I mean, some of the patients that we've serviced, we've been servicing for over 20 years.
Wow.
So it ends up, one of the little girls, like I was telling you, we've been with her since she was 6 years old. She was in a car accident, and we ended up taking her through elementary school and then going to high school, and then going to college with her. So it's really
it becomes like part of your family, too.
Right.
And
right.
It's like, oh, look, she's graduating. You get
it's
excited
so exciting.
About that. Yeah.
Right. They
that
become
be
like part of your family.
Absolutely.
It really is an important
And that's
thing.
The difference I want to make mention of what makes A&T stand out. Because I've dealt with other healthcare agencies and a lot of the quote-unquote franchises. Mm-hmm. And my feeling is if you have a choice, don't do that. Because I find that when you have people that are, it's a family business. It's something that you've been brought up with. It's sort of like I was raised that giving back was like breathing in and out. So it became, you know, part of your nature. Mm. And the same thing with how you were raised in that environment. And it's very obvious from the conversation and how you're imparting it that this is something that is not a job. This is something that's part of your life and your heart.
Right. Well, it is a 24/7 commitment because we have people on call all the time. So there's always a nurse on call and there's always a scheduling coordinator on call, but there's also an administrator on call. So if something comes up that's unusual, because everyone's different, every family's different, every patient's different. So there's always one of us in administration available also to speak to, because it is something that you have to really live and breathe. It's a big part of your life.
Yeah, I mean, these people are coming into your home. So you need to have a trust factor. I'm sure everyone is bonded and insured.
Yes.
And you do a background check.
We do.
Yeah, and that's a very important thing, because I know years ago they didn't do that so much and there were many issues. Mm. So it's very important that people understand, yes, that is done. So you don't have to be concerned. All that footwork is being done for you.
Right. Well, the state requires also that all the home healthies go into what's called CHRC. It's a registry. They're all, once they're employed by an agency, they go into this registry. industry, and they're kept up to date as far as if there's any kind of criminal history. So if someone would be working for our agency, we would get an alert if they were arrested or anything like that. So it's very, very important. But also, Department of Health regulates our agency. We're licensed by the New York State Department of Health.
Correct.
And we also go through what's called the Joint Commission. It's something that we choose to pay extra money to have them come out. It's a voluntary thing to give us a stamp of approval to tell us how our quality is and how things are going. Because we feel that's important. Some agencies don't have that, but we feel that we'd like that extra check to make sure that they're telling us you're doing this really good or you can improve here or there. And it's very, very important.
And does a lot of that as far as like the oversight with the the surveys and stuff?
Yep. We just had a survey in the Orange County branch, and they did very, very well. So it's,
yeah, it's
good
sort
to
of like
at.
You know, it's like it reminds me of AM Best and the insurance agencies where they give you a AA rating,
right,
or a B rating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's
mm-hmm.
similar to that, which is good because you want a watchdog because you can't be on top of everything 24/7 and where you're trying to be. And if somebody says, oh, you know, you can make that, you want to be told something you can make better.
And you want to make that commitment too to the quality. That's what's really, really important. There are some agencies out there that are just business people, but we feel really proud of the fact that we were owned and operated by nurses, and we're also, all of our offices, each branch has a nurse who's a director who's looking over the quality, because the nursing comes first and the patient is the most important thing. So
absolutely,
that's a very, very important thing, is that we have a lot of nursing supervision to go out there and make sure that the people are being checked and that they're doing their bed baths right and they're moving the patient correctly.
Yeah, there's a lot of supervision to the
very, very important,
yeah, to the aides.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, listen, it could go both ways. You can have an aide or a nurse call up and say, ooh, this patient is, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I don't think I'm a right fit.
Right.
So but that happens. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Listen, and the good thing, the point we're trying to make here is that you can make the phone call and you can have it changed. And you're not going to sit there and judge them or whatever, no, you know, the situation is. You will make it happen so it's right for everyone concerned.
Yeah. Home care is very unique, okay, because it's in your home. If you were to be admitted into a hospital, you don't really have a say, gee, I'd like to have this nurse take care of me, I'd like this aide, and that sort of stuff. But when it's in your home, mm-hmm, clearly you do have that kind of a latitude, and we do want to make sure that we want to have like the best fit possible. But what's always important is that you want to make sure that they're competent, that they have the proper skills and the proper training, and as Anna said, like the proper oversight, that we know that their skills are up to speed, and that when we send someone to the home, they're trained and they're all knowledgeable of all the different intricacies that are involved in, you know, providing direct patient care.
Also, Peter is a nurse, and he is the trainer because we have our own training program. So we train our aides. We don't just get them from an outside agency, or they come in and they say, oh, I was trained by so-and-so agency. We do our own training so that we get to know the people. We watch them in the classroom. We watch them do skills, which is, you know, transferring a patient in a Hoyer, doing a bed bath, different things. And Peter watches them and makes sure that he knows, you know, they're doing things correctly.
And that they're ready to go out to somebody's home and they're capable and able to do the work that we're assigning them to do. So it's good we get to spend some time with them before they're out there.
And even someone that, let's say, was an HHA or a PCA and they wanted to work for A&T, well, they would have to go through an exam. I would have to monitor, see how their skills are and that sort of stuff before we would hire them. It's not that they would just apply and then we'd assign them. We would have to make sure that there's a whole series of skills that we would have to see them to show that they were competent in that particular, in those particular areas.
How long is the training period?
Well, for a PCA, the class is 7 days, and for the HHA, it is 12 days. Now, I know a lot of times.
Tell them what those initials mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you. Please,
we're used to talking.
I know, exactly.
Thank you. Please. A PCA is a patient care aide, and the HHA is a home health care aide. Now, the home health care aide, it's 12 days long. The reason it's 5 days longer than the PCA is that there are different skills that they're learning, such as
it's a higher level of skills.
Correct. Like vital signs, like blood pressure, temperatures, pulse, respirations, as well as, you know, if someone has a tracheostomy or colostomy.
And did they all have to take CPR classes?
CPR is not part of it. That's another, that's not a requirement of that. And again, that's a whole another level of competency. I know we go over it, and even with the Heimlich maneuver, we go over it, but we're not that we've certified them in CPR or the Heimlich maneuver, but they do have an understanding of it.
Right. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the training because I think this is an integral part of A&T Healthcare.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet, but you don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Go to fastandeasy.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. It's fast and easy, and your first night is free. Go to fastandeasy.rover.com.
I'm Hank Gross, publisher of MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's daily e-news source. We at MidHudsonNews.com know we've got a winner when the TV news and newspapers log on for leads on breaking stories. You too can find out what's going on around the Hudson Valley long before it hits the airwaves or print. Log on to MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's news leader. No ink on your fingers, no remote to click. MidHudsonNews.com.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Thursday at 11:30 a.m. for the latest in legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Sunshine and chilly today, highs 30 to 35. Still on the breezy side. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll get down into the upper teens. Cloudy tomorrow with snow arriving during the day with a high in the low 30s. And periods of snow tomorrow night will taper off after midnight. We'll get down in the low 20s. And then sunshine returns on Saturday with a high in the middle 40s. Looks like 3 to 5 inches, maybe more, of snow with this system, especially on Friday afternoon and Friday night. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ.
And good morning, Orange County again, and Northern New Jersey, and Pike County in Pennsylvania, and Sullivan County. And we're here with Margaret, Peter, and Ann from the A&T Healthcare. And this is in-home healthcare, which also they have nurses there, and they have a training program. And we're just touching on the training program now. And we were talking off mic about the fact that, you know, what happens when you have a man that weighs a little bit more than women do. And Margaret was saying that, you know, some people do request male aid. So how does that work?
Well, as far as with the placement, again, as I said, when someone is coming in your home, you have a lot of latitude as to who would be taking care of you. So if there was a specific request, we would do everything as far as accommodating that. But we always have to start at the very beginning, is that it takes a certain kind of person to be in the healthcare field, be it a nurse or home healthcare. Yet you need someone who is compassionate, someone that is caring. There are a lot of these attributes that we try to see when we interview someone. We talked about taking the class, that they do have those particular things that are present. I always say you can always change your career, you know, because if someone said, gee, I've never worked in home care, I've worked at Macy's, Lewin Talent, but I'm interested in it. And I always say, I revel at that, that's fine. However, why do you want to do this field? And I want to hear him say, I like helping people. These are certain things.
That's the first thing you want to hear.
Why do you want to do this? This is totally different. And that's what I want to make sure. And if they seem like, gee, this is what I want, then we say, well, let's give them a chance and let them, you know, go in the class. That's what things you have to be aware of. It's always important that when we do have a new case that's open, the nursing supervisor first goes to the home and they do an assessment of the whole home. Make sure that there's no like loose rugs or any like things that are could be a hazard. Like we talked about, if you had like a knee replacement, even an ACL,
They're using a walker.
Walker.
Right. I know. I had this on the rug by accident.
Yeah, I had this argument with Frank's mother because she, we moved her into a brand new condo. And it has, you know, beautiful wood floors and granite countertops and the whole nine yards. And she says to him, not when I'm there, she says to him, I want an area rug. I said, that will never happen.
That's right.
Because that's all she needs walking on a walker with an area rug. I can just hear it already.
And that's one of the first things that we look right. for. It seems very obvious, but people don't realize it. But the idea is that if you are with a walker, that is a risk factor of having a fall.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is. So when we do assign a case, the nurse meets the home health care aide or the personal care aide at the home to review what the requirements are, what they need, what, you know, the diagnosis, what is the care, as far as like, you know, and a lot of times we work very close with the family. Like, they let us know what their likes and dislikes are, like even as far as the menu goes, what foods do they like. We always have to remember that you always have to keep within the same parameters. If someone's right. a diabetic, they can't say, would you like to have
so you have, that's another thing very important to bring up, is that the diet of the person and restrictions. You know, maybe they have a sodium restriction and they
Absolutely,
love salt
yes.
and they're trying
right.
to con you into giving the salt. Or they're diabetic and they say, no, I like to add another tablespoon of sugar.
Right.
You know, so these are really important. So you have to have someone that also is able to sit with that person and be able to enforce it without feeling the person feeling you're giving them orders.
Correct.
You know, there's a personality.
More like a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We definitely have to work with the families. And when the nurse comes out and does the assessment, usually the family member comes there to give feedback also on special
Good.
Things that the person likes. And this home assessment for safety is very, very important, because there are things, you know, being in the industry that we realize that people don't think about, because you're overwhelmed that your family
Absolutely.
Member is sick. And that they've just been a hospital or a rehab or a nursing home. You're bringing them home. You have all these things that you're dealing
and
with.
And a lot of times you have kids in the house that you're dealing with. And
right.
your husband and dogs and cats and
right,
who knows
right.
what. So
that's a very important question that we ask when we take the
animals.
Intake. Do you have animals?
And is somebody allergic? You know, do you,
right.
you don't want your home health care aide being allergic to dogs or cats.
Right, and who's going to take care of the cat or
and
the dog?
And a dog, exactly.
Sometimes the aides end up, you know, having to walk the dog or make
right.
sure that they're
So they do
out.
That as well?
They do. They
oh,
do.
That's nice.
So, well, because everybody wants their dog or their cat. And we have a commercial on TV right now, and it's actually... My father-in-law was in the commercial, and his dog was like the most important thing in his life.
I feel this.
And
I have
it's
two.
Very,
so.
Very important. So, you know, that's one of the things, too. One of the
Absolutely.
Pluses about being able to be home is that you have your
I was
animals
just
around
say
you.
That.
And it's
It really
important.
Makes a difference, because that is truly unconditional love. There's no such thing of it with people, but there really is with animals. They just want to love you, and just give them a little bit of food and some exercise. They're good.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
But people do. I remember I used to take years ago, I used to take a dog that I had at that time. I had him trained to go into nursing homes. And every time I went, you know, I'd always ask before I walked in the room, are you okay? And, you know, I remember one time really stuck in my head by you saying that, too. I saw a woman in there, an older woman in the bed. She had a picture of her dog on the side. And I said, do you want him to come up on the bed? She said, oh, I'd love it.
Yeah.
So he jumped up there and he laid down next to her. And she started telling me this story on the farm that she grew. Someone was going to bring tears to my eyes about this dog and how much this dog meant to her and how much she missed Nike. And I remember thinking, if she was only home, she
right.
could have a dog.
Well, they say that animals definitely help people.
Oh, there's
heal.
No doubt.
And we recently... my mother was on hospice, and she was in the hospice home, and they have people in the hospice homes volunteers bringing animals for patients that they feel would like the dogs to be around them and give them comfort when they're going through things like that.
I have an unbelievable story about that. Because this same dog, I would go down the different hallways, and I would just always knock and say, do you want the dog to come visit? And I walked down this long hallway, and there was a woman in one of those very high wheelchairs. And she looked a little, you know, out of it, and I wasn't sure. And I picked the dog up, and I said, would you like to pet him? And I saw her eyes go like this, and I thought, oh, God, did I scare her, right? So the nurse came over, and she said, no, no, it's okay. And I said, okay, and I put the dog there, and the woman started to, like, react, and she
yeah.
started to try to talk, and then, you know, it was like a few minutes, and she tried to pet the dog, and it was just an amazing experience. I put the dog down, the nurse was crying, and I went, what are you crying about? She goes, it's the first time she's
See?
Reacted in a year to anything.
What
it's
an
amazing story.
It's just unbelievable what, you know.
The power that they have, it's definitely
you know,
true.
And people out there who are listening, if you have pets that you think would be great, they have different organizations, it's a training period, but boy, there's no greater feeling, I have
Absolutely.
To tell you.
It's really good.
But but much better if they're home, trust me. I don't even put my dogs in a kennel. I go away. I have a pet sitter coming.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to be home.
That's right.
It's true. It's very important. That's why being in your own environment, you heal quicker and you respond to all the things around you. If you're sitting in your favorite chair or you're making your favorite meals, it's really, really important.
Yeah, and it's familiar, you know.
Right.
People want to be around. It makes them feel like they're going to get better.
Right.
You know, when you're in a hospital and there's so many sick people around you, and the nurses are so busy because they have much more than they should have, and you don't get the attention, that one-on-one attention you would get if you were home. And that makes a huge difference in recovery.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the strengths of the healthcare delivery paradigm has changed, is that if you're in the hospital, they want to discharge you a lot sooner rather than later, and even like preventing going into a nursing home, but you want to be sent to the home. And there have been clear studies that have said that there's a better outcome when you're discharged from the hospital if you're in the home. Same, but when I say better outcome, is that you're not going to be readmitted back into the hospital like within a 30-day period. It's just that you do have this oversight that your diet is proper, you have medications that have to be refilled.
Oh, that's a key
thing. Any kind of dressing
medication
things that you have to do. All those things, there's like a follow-up that's checked. And that really happens, that, you know, that they know what they're supposed to do and that they are doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just give an example again. Frank's mom, I got her this long white case that has...
Pill case?
Yeah. And I put a T for what, Tylenol, and, you know, just so she would know. And, you know, we found pills on the floor. Oh. And I thought, thank God there's no dog here. And it happens with older people. So I...
Or they take the wrong medication?
Absolutely.
When they're not supposed to,
it's very scary to me because, you know, she'll say she's out of a medication. I say, Frank, no, I just... refilled that, so it spilled somewhere.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Hope she
didn't take it all.
Well, no, she won't do that. She's smart enough. But you're right, there are people that don't remember.
They take it take it again.
Yeah, so, and it's scary, and they could overdose under those conditions too. So if you have a home health care person coming in and they know this is the dosage they should get, they can wait for that home health care aide to come in, and you don't have to worry that by accident something happened.
Right.
They do that. The home health aides do medication reminders, and they're making sure that the patient is taking care of their medications. And our nurses, when they go out also, maybe they came home from the hospital and they have medications at home, and they have a prescription for that, so they do reconcile their medications to make sure that there's safety going on.
Now, there are levels of this, too. And one of the levels are, you know, being able to change bandages or, you know, help facilitate the healing using a salve. So there are different levels. And when does a nurse actually go into a home?
Well, sometimes there's skilled nursing that's required for some of the patients, like you're explaining, like a wound needs to be done, or there's different IV services.
Right.
So it really would depend on the level of skill. If they're able to do home health aide level care, then it would be a home health aide that would come out. But the nurse would always come out first, like we said, to do the assessment and set up the care plan and supervise the aide. But then you do have services required by nurses where there's wounds and things like that are only allowed, according to New York State's Department of Health, for the nurse to do those things. So that's when you would have a nurse, and a doctor would order that, and then a nurse would come out and do visits, whether it's insulin injections for a person who's diabetic, or like I said, the IV therapy. Some people get their medications through IVs, and that is available at home. A lot of people don't realize that that's available, but we do that. And the wound care, it's very important. If you're in your own environment and your wound's healing, then you don't have all these hospital infections roaming around.
And I got one of them the last time I was in the hospital.
Methicillin resistant Staph aureus, MRSA.
Right, yes. So being in your own environment with your own germs also, it's very important.
It keeps you a lot healthier, mentally, physically, emotionally, everything. So here, the other thing that just kind of ran through my head is that there are different agencies that don't have nurses, actually. They only have home health care aides.
Right.
So here you have one-stop shopping, in a sense, because you get to have every level.
Like
you said, you have that little girl that started with you and then went all the way through, and she obviously needed nursing care, too.
Right. She had been in the car accident, and she was unable to breathe on her own. So we do even have people at home on ventilators that they need, you know, to breathe through a ventilator 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the nurses are able to monitor that and make sure that the equipment is being, you know, used properly, and that they're receiving, like, you know, suctioning if necessary. So gets very detailed at home, even though many people think, oh, I'm just taking care of someone. They're giving a bath or doing some shopping or light housekeeping.
Not true.
It's very complex sometimes.
And what about dialysis? Do you get involved in that level also?
We don't usually do home dialysis. We've had a couple of patients in the years we've been in business, 31 years. We've had a couple of patients that we've done home dialysis, but we haven't seen that recently. But we do make sure the patients get to their dialysis. So home health aide can accompany them to their dialysis.
Or to doctor's appointments.
To doctor's appointments also.
Because a lot of times that is a problem for a lot of people. Right. I know one of the things Frank does is he goes to his mom's once a week, and we talk to her every day, but he'll take her to every doctor appointment. So, you know, that would be a fantastic thing to be able to do, to have someone be able to take her when she wants to go. Or like, I know now that the weather's clearing up, you know, she can start to get out again. She'd love to do her own food shopping. You know, you don't have the patience because you're working 70 hours a week and you're like, it takes you 10 minutes to go down one aisle.
That's hard.
So, you know, it would be wonderful to have someone go with her. And she'd have someone else to talk to besides, you know.
Right.
You know,
and she feels like she's doing it on her own.
On her own.
She's gaining her independence
again. That's a key.
A big thing.
Yeah, that's a key thing. We're going to come back and we're going to continue our conversation with Margaret and Peter and Anne. And we're going to fill you in with much more than you even thought you could understand here. So stay with us.
Mike O'Brien, welcome to the Blarney Station.
Hi, John. What do you recommend from the menu today?
Well, Mike, we got fried pickles, coconut shrimp, pine island kielbasa served with homemade bacon pierogies and Shay's Irish curry or chicken fried steak.
Well, what about the Irish specialties?
Well, we got Irish nachos, shepherd's pie, fish and chips, corned beef Reuben, or even a pastrami Reuben.
Well, I heard the Irish nachos are great. And how about an order of shepherd's pie? I know you have takeout orders, too. What's your phone number?
845-986-1509. That's 845-986-1509.
And where exactly are you located?
We're at 10 Railroad Avenue in beautiful Warwick, New York.
That's across from the railroad green?
You got it, Mike. The Blarney Station, the only stop that counts.
Frank's Liquor is a locally owned family business in the Village of Florida, providing fine wines and spirits at the best price for all to share. So gather around the table with family and friends and bring in good cheer with good spirits. Frank's Liquors, where there is something for everyone and where their friendly, knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect libation. Frank's Liquor is located at 164 North Main Street in Florida. Call 845-651-7330. Remember to drink responsibly all year long.
Crime. It's everywhere, even in our beautiful Hudson Valley. Now there is a source to keep you on top of what's happening, who's been arrested, what crime has occurred, and who the police are looking for. It's called MidHudsonMostWanted.com, the Hudson Valley's only daily online source to keep you alert. Log on, MidHudsonMostWanted.com, a division of Statewide News Network Incorporated.
Clark Howard, missing a minute can cost you big time.
We empower you every hour to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Clark Howard.
Weekdays from 2 to 4, WTBQ.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Well, we're back here. Hello, Orange County, Northern New Jersey, and all the other counties we're involved, and across the United States, because I know we're streamed everywhere. Actually, Frank was the first person to stream radio in 1994.
Wow.
So we're on cutting edge all the time. We are sitting here talking with Margaret and Peter and Anne from A&T Healthcare, which, as you've all heard, it's not just about somebody coming in and going shopping, although that is part of it. It probably encompasses everything you could possibly need in some form of home health care, whether it's on a nursing level or on a level of helping someone take a pill or someone go to the doctor or food shopping. And we're just talking again about Frank's mom and how wonderful it would be to have her to be able, now that the weather's cleared up a little, and she's on a with a walker, to take her to the grocery store, because, you know, that's a long hour down one aisle. But, I mean, it would be wonderful to have that happen. And the other thing I think people need to know is this is accessible. It's not out of your financial range. And that's why you need to contact A&T so they can show you or explain to you how that works. So who would they call at the office to find out if, you know, financially they can afford to do this with all the means that are available?
Well, each one of the directors, like I was saying, in each one of our offices would take the intake and talk to the person and explain the price range and see exactly what the person needs, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, live-in person, nurse, home health aid. It really varies. The prices vary on that. So they would speak to the person there. But also, different avenues pay for the services. Medicare, like I mentioned before, does pay sometimes for services. Not through our agency. We are a licensed agency, but through certified agencies, which they stand for certified home health agencies, which they can bill Medicare directly. We do have an affiliate company, A&T Certified Home Care, that does bill Medicare directly. But some of the hospitals also in the areas have certified agencies to access the Medicare benefit for patients who are 65 and over. But then also Medicaid, patients who are on Medicaid, there's different programs through Medicaid that pay for services. There's the traumatic brain injury program. That's a pool of money for patients who have either been injured in a car accident or they've been in the military and they have a brain injury.
Because that's a long-term care process.
Right. And Medicaid does pay for services for those patients. Also, They pay for service coordination to help them, like, manage their bills and pay their rent and different things.
That's important, too. Yeah, because you don't think of that until it comes up. And you're sitting there saying, oh, my God, I got to run over to mom's or dad's or my brother John and help him pay his bills. Because that's really a wonderful stress reliever.
It really ends up working out, and the people end up being able to be in the community instead of being institutionalized, which is a really great program. There's also a program called the NHTD program, which is Nursing Home Transition Diversion Waiver Program. That's a program that Medicaid pays for services for a person 24 hours, 7 days a week, in lieu of a nursing home. The person would have had to
cost them a lot less, too.
They would have had to be placed in a nursing home, and now they don't have to, and they can stay home. And they can live in their own environment. So that's
important huge thing. Because these nursing homes are a fortune. I don't think people realize until they get to that. So for the government especially, they figured out that it'll cost a lot less. Finally, thank you. That it costs a lot less to have someone come in the home to care for someone than to put them in a nursing home, because there's a number of other things that are involved in their payments too.
Right.
Nursing homes, especially if they're paid for by the government. You know, you're paying health care for the people that work there, too.
And then also the Veterans Administration, the VA, we have a contract with the VA, and many of the people have a benefit through the Veterans Administration for home health aid services.
And a lot of people probably do not know that.
They might not know they have that benefit.
Oh, that's a great point.
So they really, you know, they can access a couple of hours of care and have someone come in and help them bathe and dress and prepare meals. So that really works out also. But they're also private pay. Some people pay privately for the services.
Right.
And then the long-term insurance companies do pay for that also. But some traditional insurance companies do pay benefits for nursing services for patients or home health aid service or wound care like we were speaking about before. But it's very important that if a person's going to have that service, that they contact an agency or their insurance company, because authorizations are required for those services.
Just keep that in mind, everybody. We all know what authorization is. And you have to do it because really, you know, it's helpful for everyone because it shows that, first of all, everything is on the up and up and everybody's certified and everything is good. So whoever's coming into your home, you know if they've been trained properly, they're screened, trained, they have a background check, and you got your stamp of approval from the health department, and we're all good to go.
Exactly.
So in the last few minutes that we have, I'd like you to tell everybody, you know, I know Peter talked about this too. It's like, not only are you having someone come in to your house so that you can keep your family member at home or a friend. I mean, there are people that take care of friends as well. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of cases where that's happened. And one of them was a woman who got breast cancer, but it was diagnosed way too late. And for some reason, and I don't even want to go there, her husband disappeared. And so her best friend took her in her house and was overwhelmed because she had small children. She had her husband, people telling her, you're crazy, what are you doing this for? And she contacted home health care agency, and it saved her life.
Yeah, that's a very important thing to have that support, especially if someone like that, that's a great thing that she did that for her friend. But it's good that she has the support too, so that she's able to take care of her children and do it the proper way, because it does become overwhelming. Especially, you know, home health care, our agency works with hospice and with some of the outside organizations. Care can be coordinated. So if someone needs, say, a live-in, but they also are going to go on hospice, hospice may pay for some of that service, and then the remaining amount would be paid for either privately or through another insurance. But it's important for the agencies in the community to work together. We feel it's really important to give back to the community, so we do, you know, we contribute to a lot of different United Way, hospice, Alzheimer's Association. But if a person is out in the community, it's very important that when they call us that we're able to connect them to the proper community resources. Whether their family member has dementia and they need support from the Alzheimer's Association, or sometimes someone will call us and we end up directing them towards hospice so that they can get pain management and different things when people in the community might not necessarily be aware that that's there. So it's very important that the agency you choose has, you know, community resources and knows what's out there and really is
and knows
educated
how to avail
in their
them.
Field.
Right. Right. Yeah, so, because that's the problem. When you're in that situation, people get frantic and they don't, you know, they, how am I going to find this? How am I going to do this? It becomes overwhelming.
Right.
And we have about 3 minutes left, so maybe we just want to touch on it, and then the next show we'll talk even more about it, is Alzheimer's and dementia, the difference. And, you know, and obviously we don't have enough time to cover everything, but we can touch on it. And then people have questions next week, they can call in.
I think I'm going to put that over to the nurse.
Oh, you're going to put that over to me. Well, you know, something that I'm very passionate about, but I think the Alzheimer's patient or a person with dementia really does better in their home environment. It's familiar. Your family's there. Your familiar day-to-day tasks are there. And that's always been very important, you know, with the Alzheimer's or a person with dementia, to do their daily task, to be familiar with their environment.
And repetitive and, things as well.
Repetitive tasks are so important. So if you get up every day at 6 o'clock and you have your coffee and you have your breakfast and then you take your shower, if you do that every day, you're able to maintain that at home. If you go into a nursing home, obviously, you know, things are going to change.
Yeah,
it confuses them
even more.
Right, and they try to accommodate your daily tasks and your lifestyle as best they can. But remember, it's not your home, and there are other people that need to be accommodated as well. So,
what's the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's?
Well, Alzheimer's is a progressive disease. It does not get better. Dementia is a symptom.
So dementia is actually early onset Alzheimer's.
You'll see that forgetfulness, a
cognitive function. Like dementia, cognitive. There are many other diseases.
But does everybody who have dementia get Alzheimer's?
No. But dementia could be a symptom of many other.
Like traumatic brain injury.
Person with
dementia
the stroke.
Could be,
stroke.
Yes, yes.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yes. Dementia is the symptom. Alzheimer's is the disease, but there are many diseases that have a cognitive impairment. Is, you know, you forget things, you repeat yourself. Oh, yes, yeah. What time is it?
But that doesn't mean it's Alzheimer's.
Right.
Another form of dementia.
Correct.
You know, it's interesting because a number of years ago, my mother called me up and she said something very weird happened. I said, "What happened?" She said, "I was driving, and then all of a sudden I stopped the car because I couldn't remember where I was. I didn't know the name of the street." And I'm like, "What?" And she said, and then all of a sudden after I drove around and drove around and drove around, and then all of a sudden everything came back to me. And I'm like, "Mom, something's not right."
Right.
And she ended up, it was that she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
And that was the beginning of it. But I want people just not to dismiss that, like, "Mom, you're getting old." You know.
Right.
Senior moment.
Right. It doesn't mean it's a senior moment.
Yeah. Right. Well, we only have about 30 seconds left. So I just want you first to kind of reiterate a little bit where they can reach you, some of the services you provide. provide, and then we'll tune in next week for more.
Okay, again, it's A&T Healthcare. We have offices. We are not a franchise. We're a family-owned, operated business. We have offices throughout the Hudson Valley.
Orange County and many other counties.
Yes, Orange County and many other counties. Our Newburgh office in Orange County is 845-561-7900. And the corporate office in New City is 845-638-4342. And again, just look at our website. You can even just Google A&T Healthcare, and I think you can find
Or you can call me at 651-1110, and I'll tell you where to get it.